It's R&B Fridays.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on. R&B Fridays kicks off right now, which is great.
I have to apologise to you.
What?
You walked in this morning, you said was the finale of The Bachelorette last night. I said, yeah, Stu won, and you hadn't watched it yet.
You ruined it for me.
I'm sorry, man. Hey, you were going to see it at some point today.
Yeah, and I would have watched it and enjoyed it, but now I don't even have to watch it.
There is no way you could have gone today without finding out who won last night and got home. No chance.
I could have tried.
No chance.
I could have bloody tried,
I put you out of your misery. Stu, the rich guy won.
The rich dude.
Yeah, not the stage five clinger.
Jared, you have everything I want, but Stu has a really nice boat.
Yeah, he got a lot of money.
So I'm going to go with the boat.
The boat is nice.
Yeah. You said, how come I didn't watch it last night? I was watching this show on Netflix. I can't even remember the name of it because there's so many shows on Netflix these days. But it was a show about this boy who is a mute and he doesn't talk and his dad has never been able to communicate with him. But he figures out because of all these numbers he's writing down that he's predicting the future. It's really weird.
Is it a true story? Or is this
No. Oh, okay. It's just a show. Just
go, who is this kid? Get him on.
Listen to this. Yeah. Is this a coincidence or what? So, on the show, there's all this talk about this one particular date and the show starts on this particular date and everything's surrounded by this number. The show, the date on the show was the same date yesterday.
So that was the only time it could possibly happen was yesterday.
Yes!
The date on the show, as you watch the show, was yesterday because
October 26th.
As you told me a story about a show I'd never seen, I'll be honest, I was a little bit bored, but you've wrote me in.
What the hell?
So,
and it all centered around October 26th.
Wow.
And I was sitting there
2017?
No, not 2017.
Oh, you've lost
still,
me again.
Still. Like that's one in 365
true.
Chance.
Yep.
And I was like, I started to get really creeped out because it's kind of eerie in the show. And I was like, this is weird.
That is weird.
Creepy.
I like that stuff.
Come on.
I love that coincidence stuff. Maybe if you've got one, get in touch with us. 13, 12, 16. I love that kind of stuff. Tradie v Lady next, 13, 12, 16 as well. One to the ladies, one to the tradies.
Come on, girls, get involved.
Big show today. Kelly Clarkson's going to join us. Looking forward to that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. I think I've given up on our generation.
Okay.
When you hear this, the Maldives. It's my ultimate dream holiday destination. Mm-hmm. It's a place where I really want to go. I've looked into it a few times and it's so expensive. Mm-hmm. Like the planes you have to get to the place is really expensive. But there's a hotel at the Maldives that is currently doing a thing where if you go solo, you can get an Insta butler.
Oh.
The Conrad Hilton Resort. An Instagram butler comes with the package if you're traveling solo and you need someone there to help you take photos.
Who's the butler? Who have they got doing that gig?
Someone who's trained in social media, who also knows how to post and with filters.
Okay.
What the hell is going on? That's an actual package you can buy at this resort.
Would you go solo?
I'd go solo.
You'd do solo,
I wouldn't mind a solo holiday. Like, I think that's cool. I, like, encourage it.
A solo holiday?
Yeah, I think it's, like, really good character building.
Yeah, I think I could do it. I've been stuck with a solo traveller once before, though, and they are annoying.
Clingy?
Oh, no friends, want to do everything with you. I'm like, mate, I didn't come on holiday with you. Get out of here. Go find an Insta butler in the Maldives.
The hotel goes as far as even offering a thing called the Instagram Trail, where your butler can come with you as you go to some of the best spots around the island and he will take photos at all the best Instagram spots. This is an actual thing.
How much is the package?
The package.
Yeah.
Comes at a cool $750 a night.
A night?
A night.
No flights, no accommodation. Is that in accommodation?
No. Oh, that's a night. That's just the stay.
Yep, so you get the stay, you get the butler. Food?
I don't think so.
What?
Oh, unless it's Instagrammable.
Just get a selfie stick. It's like $20.
Save yourself $700.
I mean, you look like an absolute tool on holidays, but you're still saving the cash.
I'd rather the $700.
Yeah, exactly.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
What are the odds of this happening?
I know. Yesterday, you went. Your hair looks lovely, by the way.
Thank you. So does yours.
Thank you.
You and I go to the same hairdresser.
Yes.
Alua Hair Bar in Terrigal.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely spot. Great girls down there and guys. Lovely.
Yep.
How did we end up at the hairdresser at the same time yesterday?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But when I walked in there, because you got there just before me, they said, Bree's over at the basin. And I was like, okay. And then I sat down and I thought, oh, no, I'll pull out my phone and do a little video.
Oh, because everyone looks good at the basin when they're getting their hair washed.
That's not
the best angle ever.
It's not a great angle. So I did that and I thought, you know, this is just a quick little video, you know, great for a little laugh. Just
hilarious.
To say hi. So this is Bree at the basin as I film her laying flat.
Looking like a thumb.
Looking up at me like a thumb.
Looking good, mate. Looking real good.
Can I not get a little bit of peace from you?
Never.
Ah, good times.
I like how I wasn't even shocked. Yeah. Like, you weren't even meant to be there. I was like, oh, here we go.
Here it is. And then I sit back down and I take a look around Alua and there's a bit of banter going on between all the ladies. I'm thinking something's going on.
Oh, as if you
thought
anything.
Something was going on.
You had no idea what was going on.
I didn't know what you were up to, but I knew something was going on. I thought they were going to put balding cream on my hair or something.
Oh, yeah, because that's what they're going to do at the business.
Well, that's where my mind went.
My hairdressers came back over, and I'm friends with all the girls there.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the girls there said to me, she's like, God, you guys give it to each other.
Yep.
She goes, oh, I love it. It's so good. And I said, speaking of, I was like, when's Gaundy headed over to the basin? And they were like, oh, he's about to go over and get his hair washed and massaged. And I said, when he goes over, can I jump in and give him his hair massage?
Do you know what? When you lay down to get the head massage as a guy, the best thing to do is just shut your eyes because it is weird if you're looking around the place. And because I had a little idea something might be going on, I started to look around, but I locked eyes with, is her name Logan?
Yes.
I locked eyes with Logan who was massaging my hair and I was like, oh, that's weird. So I shut him again. And then the next thing I feel is this like
I go for this karate chop slap method.
I feel
of
this,
massage.
This slapping on my head.
I jumped in.
And this is the video you've got of me.
Oh,
at the
brilliant.
Basin.
Right now. What is that? It's you. I knew something was going on.
I like how he was trying to go with it. He's like, okay.
It's still good.
Very good.
I have the ratchet salon here at CFM. I thought I may as well put it into practice at a real hairdresser's. How'd I go?
Well, I mean, the slapping was great. I was laying there thinking...
I was slapping Gaundy's forehead.
For a second, I was thinking, God, these massages have got weird. Since the last time I came to get my hair cut, this slapping thing's interesting.
So good. It's a new technique they're trialing. Yeah. I'm the only one doing it.
And then when I looked up to see you, I was like, oh, no.
Can we post those videos?
Yes, we'll post them now to the Bree and Gaundy Facebook page. You win this round, my friend. Balding cream coming your way on the next round.
Oh, God.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Amazon, the website.
Yeah.
It's kicked off in Australia, hasn't it?
I think it's coming
or
to
it's
Australia.
Coming.
It's on the way.
So people are freaking out here because obviously Amazon, it's a massive website, giant. You can buy anything on there. You can get anything delivered.
Yep.
And they're in a bit of hot water in America at the moment. And I feel like a drug lord in America is about to give Amazon a bad review online.
What's a drug lord got to do with Amazon?
Apparently, Amazon have delivered a 29-kilo package of marijuana to an unsuspecting couple.
Really?
That's a bit of a mix-up.
How did this? Is this something that happened in the packaging department?
I'm not sure, but there was a woman and her fiancé who they actually ordered empty plastic storage bins.
Right.
And they knew something was weird as soon as they arrived because they were super heavy. And when they opened the bins, they found all this ganj.
Depending on the person who receives that package, that's either
a massive win.
Win or a massive loss, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, how did this get here? Or it's like, whoa.
Well, apparently they freaked out straight away. They called the police and they were like, you know, we have nothing to do with this, but we've got all this weed, grass.
That's an interesting phone call to make, isn't it, when you think about it, to the cops?
Yeah, isn't it?
You wouldn't believe it. There's a lot of guns here. I've got nothing to do with it. It's not me.
Someone dropped off all this dope. Yep. Who was it? Oh, Amazon.
I mean, I might have taken a little bit of it, but there's a lot still here.
There's 28 kilos.
So what did they do with it? So what's the cops came around, they sorted it out?
So the cops came around, but they don't know who it belongs to.
Right.
They're really confused. I think what's happened is someone who works at Amazon maybe uses the service as a way of distributing drugs.
That's what I'm thinking too.
And it's got mixed up.
There's parts in America though where it's legal now, right? Or that's just medicinal.
Yeah,
but
I think so. Just medical marijuana.
Yeah.
But it is legal. I don't think 29 kilos.
Oh, well, you might have a pretty sore back. Who knows? A real sore back that you needed for.
Amazon have said they don't...
condone.
They don't condone, and the company lists marijuana is amongst the items that they will not deliver, in addition to an extensive list of other products.
Imagine reading that review on Amazon, and you're like, oh yeah, bad review, good review. 20 what kilos of marijuana?
Really good delivery time came in a couple of days, although a lot of marijuana.
Drake for you now.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM. We know Kelly Clarkson. Winner of the first ever American Idol.
And some absolute bangers over the years.
And her brand new album is out today if you'd like to get it. It's called Meaning of Life. You can get it at all good record stores, I'm sure, and at iTunes. But Kelly joins us right now.
Morning.
Morning, Kel.
Morning.
Hey, Kelly. Where do we find you? Are you on the set of The Voice right now? Because you've just signed up to be a judge.
I'm not on set, but I am in L.A. I just finished up working with him on something, and I'm about to head to New York for some press, so yeah.
Who are the other judges this year on The American Voice?
The other coaches are Adam and Blake, and those are the constant ones, and then the other girl is Alicia Keys.
Oh, ooh, that's a good time.
Alicia Keys. I love how you say Adam and Blake are the constant, like they just won't leave.
They're still there. They're still
there. It's just because my no, because my husband manages Blake, so he's been doing it since the first, and I know Adam has too. It's like since the first season, so they usually only change out the other two, you know. So me and Alicia are the newbies for this season.
Going strong. Do you feel like you're cheating on American Idol at all?
Well, it is a different. I mean, they're singing competitions, but I just mean it's completely different in the fact that I've been excited about doing the blinds, like because the blinds you don't get to see them, and I think that's cool. That like. It's not just focused on aesthetics. It's about just pure talent and vocals. And that's pretty cool. That's pretty different. And also, like, with Idol, I mean, I just recently, you know, performed while I was pregnant with my son for the finale. So, and that was 15 years worth, you know, of coming back every season. So
yep.
I think I did all right by him.
I can't believe that was 15 years ago. Can you imagine, Kelly, if you didn't walk into that audition, you obviously wouldn't, you might not be doing what you're doing now. What else would you be doing in your life if you weren't doing what you're doing now?
Oh, man, I'd be the best damn waitress ever. I was a really good waitress, so, but I literally don't have any other talents. So, like, I'm a great waitress and I can sing.
Did you used to do well in the tips, Kelly?
Yes.
I can imagine you would have killed it.
Very personable.
Hey, brand new album's out very soon. Are you excited to release it to the world? I know Brie went to one of your concerts recently and unfortunately had to leave the show early, had a friend in hospital and had to leave the show.
My mum and I were actually devastated, but I think we caught about three quarters of the show. But I remember when I went to see you, it was actually probably a little while ago, and it was just one of the realest shows that I've been to in a long time. You just stood up on the stage and you just belted out songs, and that's what I love about you is that you let your voice speak for yourself. So I guess you're the perfect fit for the show The Voice, Kelly.
You know, it actually, well, first of all, was your friend okay?
Yes, fully okay. They actually died a couple of times in hospital, so we made it just in time, but they're perfectly well and fine now, so.
Oh, my God.
It was the power of Kelly Clarkson that brought the friend back. It really was.
It was my healing vocal cord.
Exactly. Yeah. Bree took it from there to the hospital.
Man, I'm so sorry to go through that. That stinks, but I do love the fact. I think that's why I'm kind of perfect for the show, The Voice, just because, you know, I think that's why people come to my shows. You know, I like dancing, like, in my off time, but I don't dance on stage. I can't fly because I'm not cool like Pink. So, you know, there's not, like, I think people come to my shows really, you know, just to hear me, so.
You should just do cartwheels,
so
Kelly.
I don't know, I try and focus on a really great sound.
Just whack in some cartwheels and.
What did you say?
I said you should just do some cartwheels.
I can nail a round off, y'all.
Me too!
I'm very scared of my round off.
Well, next time you're in Australia, Kelly, Bree will have to see the end of the show and we'll have to have a round off.
Yeah. I am totally joking. I'll break my neck.
Hey, Kelly, I've got to ask you one more question. I actually find myself screaming your name randomly sometimes, and that sounds really weird, but it's always me quoting the film The 40-Year-Old Virgin, where in the scene where he's getting his chest waxed, and he yells out, "Oh, Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, Kelly Clarkson!"
Did you know that was happening, or did you just find out when you saw the film?
No, I did not know that was happening. But it's funny you brought this up because I literally just ran into Judd Apatow, who directed it, and we were talking about that line on a red carpet, and it was real quick. But I was just like, one, so excited because I'm a huge fan of his, but two, because that movie, like, literally, I can't do anything without people, you know, talking about that movie, which is amazing because I love talking about it, by the way, because Steve Carell is, like, hilarious, by the way. And a great actor in general. So it was really cool. It's kind of this, you know, random pop culture moment. But I had no idea that it was going to happen. I literally was as shocked as everybody else. Should I be offended?
No.
I think it's a compliment.
No, it's one of the great movies.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, when someone rips hair off from your chest, like, you think of my name.
That's the first thing you think of.
I'm like, I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
When I went bungee jumping recently, I was like, oh, Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, my gosh, it's awesome.
It's shouted all across the world, Kelly.
I would never bungee jump.
No, me either,
It
mate.
Was horrific. Don't do it.
No chance. Kelly, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. We've loved having you on the show. We can't wait for the brand new album, which people can get on iTunes, The Meaning of Life.
Thank you. So, hey, we can't wait to tour, man. We finished The Voice in the spring, and then we're going on a world tour, so we'll see y'all.
Excellent. I'm definitely coming to the show so I can see the whole thing.
She'll catch the end of it this time.
Yes, you got to stay the whole time and your family will be safe. Friends will be safe.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right, bye, y'all.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Get up with Bree and Gornsey.
CFM.
Got a party to go to tonight, Halloween party, which is on Halloween's Tuesday, but I'm sure there'll be a few people having Halloween parties this weekend. And a couple of people organising the party actually work here. Gorgeous Alan, who we've had on the show.
He's sweaty got the F45 hugger.
Yes.
That's what he's known at our F45 at Erina now.
Is that what he knows?
Everyone's like, avoid the hugger.
Here he comes. He's also the one that started the True Backers Thought of the Day page.
That's right.
We've had on the show. So it's his place. Producer Rach, you live there as well.
I do.
And I said to Alan yesterday, I said, mate, how's the party planning going? He goes, haven't done anything. I said, you haven't done anything. It's tomorrow.
I overheard this conversation. Producer Rach is doing everything.
Are you doing everything, Rach?
Can I just specify that? Alan hasn't done anything.
Right. Okay. So
other people who live at the house have done stuff.
So there's plans in place.
Yeah, the house has been being cleaned and okay. I've bought all the barbecue, all the food's ready to go. We've got the barbecue ready to go. Everything like that's done.
Okay, because it's a Halloween / housewarming kind of thing, right?
So what does that make it?
Halloween.
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 Halloween. Halloween party.
Halloween.
It's a Halloween party.
Halloween. Alina.
Can you rename it on the Facebook group?
Oh, do it.
Yeah.
No. See what happens when you put Halloween and housewarming together and what you get. Come up with that. We'll ask you at the end of the break.
Yeah. And can we open it up to the whole coast so we can go Corey Worthington on
what
this?
What is the address? Erina Heights?
Yeah, what's the address again?
Just Erina open it up. Heights, near the school?
Yes. There'll be music playing and it'll be great.
Yep.
Let's not give out too much information because remember when the police rocked up here at the radio station because Patty from Kutcher's son was having a party and it got out of hand, the invites.
Yep.
But the thing about, are you coming tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you're going to be there. Halloween, it's a dress-up thing.
No.
You're not dressing up.
Not for me.
Ooh. That makes it awkward at a dress-up party. This is the thing about a dress-up. Like, if everyone else is dressed up and you're not.
I don't get awkward. I'm like, whatever. I'm more comfortable than the guy that's got a full face full of paint.
But it adds to the fun. Doesn't it add to the fun?
Yeah, but it's Friday. We have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'm going as a monkey.
I'm the person you don't want at the party where I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered.
God, is this over yet? I can't believe I had to come to this thing. Is this what time does this wrap up? But what I'm wearing a onesie, like a monkey onesie. So it's an easy one. You just zip it up, put it on, and away you go.
Yep.
So you want to do something similar like that? Something simple?
Can't be bothered.
What's the take from people? Are they dressing up or not dressing up?
I was actually surprised because heaps of people have gotten into it. Heaps of people are asking me if everyone else is dressing up. But most of the people that are coming are dressing up, yeah.
Most of the people, Bree?
It says dress up is optional.
It does say that, but most of the people are dressing
up. It also says the address here is number 9.
Oh, yeah.
Certain Road.
Certain Road.
In Springfield.
Oh, no, don't do it. Did you mash the two together? Did you? What's the housewarming Halloween
Ray,
party?
Just this fuming.
Would be. This would be good.
Sorry.
Did you mash the two together? Halloween and housewarming.
No.
Oh, what about mate?
Halloween warming or Hella housewarming or Houseween warming? I like Houseween warming.
Are you worried no one's going to turn up?
No.
How many people are coming?
I know that there is at least 12 people coming.
That's maybe like changed 12? My mind if I'm going.
Why?
Now you're like saying I'm going to be the only one not dressed up.
2 seconds ago you said you're going to own it. Who cares? You don't feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, but now I'm like if I'm the only one not dressed up, may as well not go.
This is Bree's out. She's been looking for an out.
101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Fireball. You can tell it's a Friday because Bree is doing the classic hand under the arm fart sounds.
That's not actually it. I made that with my mouth.
Can you try it?
I can't do it anymore.
I used to do this at school, but without doing the mouth thing, just try and do it with your hands.
Does anyone have some water?
Do you need water, do you?
Yeah, you need a bit of moisture. Just a little bit of moisture.
Here, rub your hand on the outside of this, water bottle.
Oh, hold on.
Look at that moisture on that.
Oh, I've got some.
Okay. Oh, right. Man. This
I hadn't been able to do this for years.
This is groundbreaking radio, guys. I mean, this.
I'm going to be proud if I can actually.
I love this stuff.
Am I doing it?
What is going on? You're not even close,
oh, my
mate. You're not even close.
Oh, my armpit is moist now.
What is happening? I'm trying.
Hi, Mum.
I'm trying
it. Yeah, come on. Give it a go.
Oh, I haven't done
if
this.
If you can do it, I'm going to be really proud of you.
Okay, hang on a sec.
Wait, you didn't even have to get any moisture.
Oh, I'll rub my hand on the bottle. Hang on. All right,
I like how we've got a crowd outside now.
This is FM. All right. This is FM radio at its best.
Here we go.
No, I can't do it.
Did you lay an egg, though?
I can't do it. No chance.
Hey, we gave it a go, and that's the main thing.
You can only try your best, can't you?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Today's the day.
Yep.
That if you've been putting it off, you haven't got your vote in for the postal plebiscite for marriage equality, today is the last day they are saying that you can get the vote in to be counted.
So we urge you to do that today.
Yeah.
Get it
so
in today.
So have your say. Yep. Make sure you get it in. A lot of Australians already have.
Yeah.
They're estimating that 74.5% of enrolled Australians, which equals 11.9 million people, have already returned their survey form.
And the numbers favour the yes vote.
Well, so I did some research and they're saying the most recent polls show about 60% have voted yes, with about 38% voting no. But we have seen recently in the past, in the light of the Trump Hillary Clinton vote.
Yeah, and Brexit.
And Brexit. The polls were wrong. So right. We urge you to still get your vote in today if you haven't already done so.
Got mine sitting there, Bree. And I
can't
know,
believe
mate,
that
I know.
You haven't got your vote in
I
yet.
Know. And it's got nothing to do with my passion for it or what I believe. It's honestly, I'm that bad with mail. You should see my mail at home. It piles up. I don't get around to doing it. I just don't. And I wish they didn't even do this. Parliament should have just...
Well, it favours the older generation.
Couldn't they have just done it online to make it easy? I've got to feel, you know...
Oh, but heaven forbid
out.
They give the upper hand to the younger people who might vote yes. Oh, heaven forbid.
So I've got mine to post today. And
you
I've
need to do that?
Kind of in the back of my mind, I've been waiting for the kick up the butt that I needed to be like, this is it. So this is it today. You and I are hanging out after the show together.
I'm going to force you.
You can take me to the post office.
No, you want to post it, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to do
this
it
This is
today.
What I'm saying. It's got nothing to do with it being the last day. Jamie, my fiance, hers is ripped at the top. Does that matter? I just don't want to give them any reason to not accept the...
Yeah, I don't know. I think tape it up. It should be okay.
I'll just make sure she's clicked yes. Hang on a sec. Tamper with her mail.
This is actually illegal.
She's my fiance, mate.
So? It's fraud.
She ticked my box for me. Is that all right? We're one person.
My mum did that for our whole family.
Yes. So there
she's
you go.
Ticked. Of well, course she has. I know gone. Your fiance.
Both gone with us on that one.
So the results come out for the survey on November 15th.
Yep.
Apparently we will know whether it's been voted yes or no. But it's interesting to think about if there is a no vote, what will happen? And I actually looked into what Malcolm Turnbull said about it, and apparently he said that if the vote comes back as a no, which we're hoping it doesn't, that it won't be discussed. So marriage equality won't be discussed again if it comes through as a vote no until he wins the next election.
Right.
And he says that if he does, he... pretty much is saying that he won't bring it up if he wins the next election as well.
Okay. And is it a yes? If it's a yes, they're going to go through with it, or is there still debate? Because there's talk of that. But I have heard from good sources that if it's a yes, it'll go through. That's it.
Well, you'd like to think it would.
After all this, you have to
I've
do
got
that.
A quote here from Malcolm Turnbull. It says that if it does come back as a yes vote, it's very straightforward. If there's a yes vote, we will facilitate a private member's bill to legalise same-sex marriage, and if there's a no vote, we won't. So that's pretty much straightforward from Malcolm Turnbull.
Okay.
If the people have spoken against it, we won't be proposing it at the next election either. So if it comes back as a no, so if you're sitting in your car right now and everyone's allowed to have their own opinion, I urge people to vote, whether it be yes or no, but if you're sitting there in your car and you're on the fence and you're like, oh, it doesn't really affect me, it doesn't really matter... think about the next time that this will be on the table, if the Liberal government go in again, will be 2020.
That's a long time to wait.
It's a long time to wait. And just think that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that if it does come back a yes vote, it's going to make this country better.
Yeah. Well, look, even if us just talking about it this morning gets a few extra people to do that today.
It's worth it.
Then we've done our job. I've also got mail here for Jamie's doctor surgery. Should I open that as well? Just to see what's in there.
Can you stop opening her mail?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Bree and Gaunzi's Horsey Oaky. Melbourne Cup Day by the Sea at Crown Plaza Terrigal. Book now to be part of the celebrations.
One of my favourite cup or days of the year is Cup Day.
It is a good day, Melbourne Cup.
We've had a couple of good Cup days, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, that time you hit on my auntie.
No, your auntie hit on me.
You were trying to get my auntie drunk.
No, she was hitting on me.
And then I had to remind you that it was my auntie, and you were like, oh, okay.
Which made me want to do it more.
There was one year where you and I hosted an event.
Yes.
And we ended up drinking at the bar with my 55-year-old auntie, who was going to town. She was doing better than us.
Can I just say, she started it.
She was buying shots for everyone.
She was having a good time. A couple of people who'd love to come along to our Melbourne Cup Day by the Sea at Crown Plaza in Terrigal. Ash is in Wombrel. Morning, Ash.
Morning.
Hi. Morning. Hello.
And we're good, mate. Thanks for joining us on the show. We've got Karen in Tumby Umby.
Morning, Kaz.
Morning.
Which one did you think was your trainer?
Ashley.
And you jumped on the phone and it wasn't.
Yeah.
That was an awkward combo.
It was very awkward.
It was very awkward.
All right, Ashley, don't make it worse, mate.
I love it.
Go, Karen. Come on, you can do it. Hey. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
We'd love to see either one of you ladies with us at Cup Day. So we've got a race caller. Song lyrics. First one to buzz in with their name. We need artist and song on this one, okay?
Yes.
All right, good
artist
luck this morning.
And song title.
All right, get...
Get in the zone.
Someone's whispering.
Get in the zone. All right,
get on,
are you ready?
Get on,
ready?
Have a listen. Lyrics.
Are you ready?
Have a listen to this.
The way she fit in them blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. It ain't no curves like hers on them downstairs streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and a 30, I ain't in no hurry.
Karen.
I'ma take it slow.
Karen's in. Karen is in.
It's Young, Dumb and Free.
No, it's not. Karen.
That means Ashley gets a free guess.
Free guess, Kaz. Ash, sorry. Free guess.
I don't know.
You don't know either.
We'll keep going then.
Okay, there's not much of it left.
Oh, there's not much.
No, that's about it. I can play you the rest of it. It mentions the song title in the lyrics.
In the lyrics.
Body like a back road.
Who's that? Who's talking?
That's Karen.
Karen, buzz in, yes?
Yes, Karen.
Yep.
Body like a back row.
By who?
Ashley.
Yes, Ash.
Ash has buzzed in.
Body like a back road, Sam Hunt.
She's got the full name and artist.
She has. Which is what we need. And I think Karen said body like a back row.
Which is not correct.
No, body like a back road, Sam Hunt. Ash, we'll see you there.
I'll see you there.
Bit controversial. Can't wait to have that awkward convo, Ash.
I know, it'll be fun.
Can you just pretend to be Bree's personal trainer just to make it less awkward for Bree?
I'll get it.
Trust me, it's already awkward.
And Bree's also asked for guests not to look her in the eye as well on the day.
Or talk to me. So if you can not talk to me, Ash.
Bree's requested a VIP sectioned off area.
There'll
just
be a
for
lot
Bree.
Of gazing.
Hey, we can't wait to see you there, Ash.
It'll be a good one, Ash.
One of the best days on the coast. Melbourne Cup Day by the Sea, Crown Plaza in Terrigal. And if you don't win your tickets with us next week, book now. Book before the weekend. Get yourself a spot and be part of the celebrations.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Bree and Gaunzi. We clear app rap.
What's making news in the weekly rat rap from Jack this week?
All right, this week, Harvey Weinstein's in the mix and all the people to come out about that latest scandal, which is horrific.
Yep.
Apollo from The Bachelor, which we talked about on the show yesterday, releasing a pop song. The Scooter Gang in Queensland, they took over Brisbane. Also, I think that's about it.
Some good stuff to work with from Jack this week. He drove from Newcastle to here just to do it for us again today because he's moved there. But we'll leave you with this one. We'll catch you tomorrow. I'm getting texts asking who Rach...
Are you really?
Yeah,
who from? Is.
Oh, just some guys wanting to know.
Oh, desperados.
Have a good one, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a great Friday.
This comes with a disclaimer. This is alleged, but sounds like something built up. Not many are pledged and wedged to the side of, yes, Harvey Weinstein. The story's coming out, seems so obscene, disgusting. Abusing power for sexual things. A repulsive man, the women of Hollywood sing with Damon and Clooney. Addressing everything, leaving a bad taste in the mouth of Hollywood. It still stings. Horrific encounters through hashtag me too. It is sad but true. The objectification of women runs deep. High blue and we act like this is something brand new. With more names in the light now coming through. O'Reilly, Weinstein, Trump, to name a few. To the women, I'm sorry, I can't imagine what you've been through. Such a confusing time and there is other news. Now who knew? Apollo from The Bachelorette has a song, he wants to be a pop star. Ugh, sweat. Move over, Calvin Harris, there is a new threat. I just hope this doesn't end in cringe and regret. Yet, have you heard what's the word about the Scooter Gang? Hide your kids, hide your wife, yes it is a thing. Police arrest the teens over this clash. Term gang doesn't seem right, but they made their splash. What?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.